Christmas I gave you my heart. The very next day you gave it away. See, it's you, just save me from tears. I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart. The very next day you gave it away. This year, just save me from tears. I'll give it to someone special. One midnight sunshine, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Merry Christmas. I wrapped it and sent it with a note saying I loved you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been. If you kissed me now, you'd phone me again. Last Christmas I gave you my heart. The very next day you gave it away. See, if you save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart. The very next day you gave it away. This year, just save me from tears, give it to someone special. Crowded room, friends with dad eyes. Hiding from you and your soul of ice. I thought you were someone to rely on. Me, I guess I was a shoulder to cry on. Face on a lover with a fire in my heart. A woman undercover, but you tore me apart. Ooh, 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 ooh. Now I found a new love. You'll never fool me again. Last Christmas I gave you my heart. The very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart. The very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, give it to someone special. Face on a lover with a fire in my heart. A woman undercover, but you tore me apart. Ooh, 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 maybe next year I'll give it to someone special.
Is Off the Chain. I'm your host, Yvonne Mason, along with my co-host and partner in crime, Ian Bush. That song was written and performed by our guest tonight, Lady Redneck. It's called Last Christmas. And ladies and gentlemen, that song is not yet out. It will not be out for four more days, which is December the 10th. We are launching it for you here tonight. So those of you that are listening to the show and will listen to the show in archives, you are the first ones that have the opportunity to hear this beautiful song by Lady Redneck. She is a country artist from Dallas, Texas, and she is Texas's own blonde bombshell. She is high energy, fun, and it comes through in her music. Lady Redneck is making a mark in the Texas country music market, as well as among Americana listeners. Texas country has largely been dominated by men. Though she doesn't necessarily look like redneck, she has small-town roots and a little quirk that makes her rednecky. Lady Redneck songs are real as she writes about life. Singer-songwriter Lady Redneck, also known as Stephanie, Stephanie Lee brings her sweet, sexy, and fun vocals and songwriting to readers of The Boot with its exclusive premiere of her song, Redneckie Inside. No, you cannot go listen to that song now. You have to wait. It is in her track album with the title Redneckie Inside. She was born in Blackfoot, Idaho, and raised until she was about 12 years old in a little town called Powie, Idaho, population 23. Now, I guess since she and her family have departed that little town, it's probably maybe down to 18. City of Idaho Falls, Idaho. She played in the family band Dusty Boots that performed all over the Northwest. She grew up playing the guitar, piano, bass, fiddle, mandolin, and drums, not all at one time. The family sold 40,000 CDs, so since then she's branched off and is doing her own thing. And as you can tell, she loves writing and singing her own music. But that's not all. But wait, there is more. She is a dark chocolate lover and a workaholic. She loves her family, her savior, and her country. She has lived in Texas for several years and loves it. And she also speaks Spanish and a little Cubano. So with that, I want to welcome Lady Redneck. We always adore having her. I told her last time when she was here that she was going to go far, and now I can't even keep up with her. Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
I'm great. That was awesome. Thank you so much, Yvonne. Oh, it was great. You're so kind. I'm doing great. I'm so glad to be on the show tonight. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you are quite welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, we pushed this show back an hour because she had another commitment and double booked herself. And before we went live, she told me that if I couldn't change my show or work out with her, that she was going to cancel the other show. And I said, no, we don't do that around here. We work with our artists because they are the ones that we love and the ones that we want to market, and so whatever it took to get this beautiful woman on this show tonight, that's what, if it was midnight, that's when we were going to run this show. I didn't
Aww.
Care. So,
you're so kind.
Now, this song, Last Christmas, ladies and gentlemen, is on her new CD, Away in a Manger, but you can't get it yet. And no, don't go looking for it because you're not going to find it. You're not going to be able to get it till the 10th. So just sit and enjoy the show because we've got another song we're going to break out here in a little while. So, the song that we played when you were here before, I Dented Your Truck, apparently when we got off this show, it went through the roof. 45,000 listens on Spotify.
Yeah, I was really excited about that. That was awesome. Very grateful.
I told you, honey, this show is magic. Am I right?
I totally agree. I think for sure it's magic. And I'm just grateful to be on here. I can see why it is. I can see why people would just love to listen to you guys. So I'm not surprised at all.
And we have no idea where the show's going to go. We just take it and run. So before Ian asks, because I know he's got a bunch, catch me up to speed. Because the information on your page changes hour by hour. So where have you been performing? What have you been doing?
Oh, well, I actually had taken, I've actually got some shows coming up, quite a few for Christmas, around Christmas time, but I actually had just taken a couple weeks off for Thanksgiving, ended up doing like a little drive up to Idaho and down through Utah, California, New Mexico, Arizona. Just got out back actually late last night and was kind of a little bit exhausted from it, but just so excited to get going on music again. I have a CD that just came out a couple weeks ago, one that I surprised all my fans with. It was called Favorite Covers, and I just put all my cover songs on there, and then I have a new Christmas CD out. I had one 2 years ago called Come Play Santa With Me, and so it was time to release another one. So I released one called Away in a Manger, and I am actually not released Away in a Manger as a single, so the only way to get it is going to be on my new CD. So you have to get it to hear the song.
you got to get the whole CD. So
yeah, exactly.
What made you put your cover songs, and there's a lot of, I went and looked at that CD. There are a lot of older cover songs on there that you put out. What made you do that? Was it sort of a tribute to those artists that you admire and grew up with?
No, not really. It was more just, I guess I was thinking about, like, timeless music, like some of the coolest songs ever made. And so, it's actually not just my decision. Usually, I mean, I write all my stuff, and I don't, because I'm not with a label, I get to choose what I release, but I also, like, with my producer, and also my husband helps with some of the decisions, and so a lot of times there were their ideas that were like, oh, you'd sound super good if you sing this song, and maybe, but then I always come up with my own way to do it, because if I can't figure out, like, my own way to make it mine, then I don't want to do it.
Well, and
you know, you can't mess with, like, originals.
Yeah, you can't imitate them. You can't sound like them. But owning the song is the greatest form of flattery that the original artist could have, because you thought enough of that timeless song to own it, to make it yours. And not everybody
I'm so glad you said that, because I tried really hard. I wanted to give them tribute because it's truly a work of art, and I didn't want to take away from anything or make it so different that they're like, ah. You know, I wanted to give them enough tribute that they just thought, oh, this is pretty cool. So
I think you made a good blend on it. How do you know what is the right blend of tribute and all that? Like, do you have a special formula that you follow, or is it just in your gut?
A little bit of a formula and a little bit of both. I guess a little bit in the gut, too. I like to start out with, you know, not changing, like, if the song goes down, if the song goes up, like, kind of following the notes that they do. Even if I change the timing, I don't like to do a lot of variants at the beginning, because I feel like, you know, pay tribute, and then at the end I can, you know, do whatever I want to do after that. But a lot of times I'll have a different, like Kiss Me, for example. You guys are familiar with that. Like, that had quite a different feel than the way I did it. And so, but I think that both ways are good. They're both just different. And so that's what I tried to find songs that I could kind of, you know, make it similar enough that people are like, oh, that's kind of cool, without, like, going, what is that song? I think I might have heard it before, you know? So.
And what I've noticed in the record industry, and growing up, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it, but as I'm going back and I listen to it, 60s Gold on my Sirius radio, and on the weekends they do a countdown, and sometimes they'll do the cover and sometimes they'll do the original, and the cover was done back in the 60s when I was a kid, but the original was way before then, and I'm going, well, didn't realize that. And when you hear the cover, sometimes the cover, it blows you away, because it sounds nothing like the original, but the artist owns it. So that's the one you remember.
Yeah, that's true. And it's pretty remarkable when somebody can pull that off.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I am just amazed. Well, why am I saying I'm amazed? There's no doubt in my mind that you were going to blow open the market. I'm going to tell those little boys in Texas, they better watch out, because your boots were made for walking, and they're going to be walking all over the place.
I love it. They were made for walking. That's just what I'm going to do.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, and one of the PRs that I read about this beautiful woman, they nailed her vibe of singing. They nailed it. Because in her song, Identity Truck, I can't talk tonight, she was compared to Betty Boop meets Santa Baby. Now, if you don't know the song Santa Baby, you'll have absolutely no idea of what I'm talking about. And if you're too young to understand who Betty Boop was, just ignore this for a minute, or after the show, go and do your homework on both of those. But it is so true. You have that high energy, that that vibe that just makes people want to just sit and listen to you all night long.
Oh, that's sweet of you to say. Thanks for saying that.
Well,
I appreciate that.
Ian, I know you've got questions, so jump in there, honey. Did we lose Ian?
Sorry about that. It helps if I unmute.
There he is.
You can't talk tonight, and I forgot how to use the phone, so that's how that works. No, and, you know, kind of going, yeah, right? I guess going along the theme of challenges, right? What was one of the most challenging things for you this year?
I actually had got, in August, I got really sick, you know, like a cold or whatever, and I think I probably may have had COVID at that time. I actually tried to go get a couple of tests and I couldn't even get in. And then but I lost my voice for like about 2.5 months to where I'd have even a hard time almost talking. And I've never in my life had anything like that. I'm one of those that could go to like a football game and scream all night and still talk fine, you know? So it was just like, what is going on? And it was really frustrating because I love it so much, and I teach lessons, like I teach music out of my house as well one day a week, and you know, I'm constantly writing songs, I'm constantly doing stuff, and all of a sudden I'm having a hard time just saying hey. it was a big challenge. It was really humbling, which is always a good thing, you know. It's good to be humbled, maybe. So
well, and it reminded you of something that you love, and it gave you another, you know, viewpoint to see why you love it, because you don't know what you got till it's gone, you know. So
yeah.
I could see how that could be a challenge, but it's also a good challenge for you this year. I think a lot of people don't understand that not all challenges are bad. Some of them are just opportunities for us to learn and grow and to something better, you know.
No, I totally agree with you. In fact, I you know, I believe that 100%. It's like the more challenges that I have, the more that I see that is so real. And the challenges that we have, I swear God handpicks them for us because he knows that we're going to need that for one reason or another. And it seems like a lot of the challenges I've had in my life later, it's either been able to help somebody because of something I've learned, or, you know, it's just taught me something that I needed at that time. And so as much as we don't like them going through at the time, I really truly believe what you said. I think that you're dead on, because I think that challenges are really blessings. They're really ways for us to become stronger.
And
Yvonne, what's been your challenge this year, Yvonne? Bring you into the conversation.
What's been my challenge is the same challenge that I have every day of my life, and that's dealing with the stupidity in this world.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I
just remembered another reason I like you.
You see, we were all born with the brain. Well, okay. That's
we think, yeah.
We should have been. And when you try to carry on a conversation with somebody that is very intellectual and very intelligent, and they don't have a modicum of common sense, I just can't.
I'm glad I'm not the only one seeing this these days. I've been like, what? Like, shaking my head. What is going on in this world? Doesn't seem real.
I think that's why we get along so well, because I think all three of us at some point in our life have felt like we've been on a island of our own knowledge, and we're just surrounded by coconuts.
Totally. I like that. That's a good way to put it, too. I'm going to use that. I like that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just made that up right now because I was
I like it.
Of...
Oh, good.
Well, okay, I live in South Florida, and it is the season.
Oh, you're
South
so lucky.
Florida. Oh, no, not this time of year, honey, because
we get
all the Yankees from the north, plus we get the Canadians, and they're here from November until after Easter, and when they come down here, they forget all good manners, all common sense,
aww,
all politeness. they forget they're not in the coal tundra anymore. They're in paradise.
Yeah.
They're slower
exactly.
down here. Don't get in a hurry. And of course,
I you deal with that a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, see, and they couldn't. Now, they had to leave last year, and they couldn't. Well, they had to leave. They had to leave before their time was up last year. Then they couldn't come back in November, and so they all just. When Canada opened up their borders, it was a mass exodus of Canadians, and they couldn't get down here
oh.
fast enough. So a whole bunch of them flew down and had their cars carted down here. So now our expressways and our side streets have become parking lots. You
oh,
can't get
man.
There. Yeah.
No, I believe that. That's crazy. Oh, my gosh.
They get mad at us. Because we're trying to continue living our daily lives. They're only here for 6 months, and they get mad at us because we won't get out of their way.
Yeah. Yeah. Shoot. That's frustrating. That would be super frustrating.
Yeah. Oh, well. But that's what irritates me. That's been my biggest challenge.
I just remain quiet because of the northern slamming. I'll just allow it to happen. It's okay. Just this once, Yvonne. Just this once.
You could even go berserko if you were down here right now. Trust me. You can't get on a side street. You can't get in a restaurant. You can't get on I-95. You can't get on the turnpike.
Oh,
and the further south,
cute.
The worse. So, yeah.
I don't blame them for wanting to be in Florida, though. I really don't blame them.
Blame them either, but they could be kinder. I mean, that's strong.
Yeah,
There's
never, there's never a reason to be mean. You can always be kind.
No.
There's no reason to be mean, you know. So, yeah, okay, so when I lived in Idaho, this is not about music or anything, but when I lived in Idaho, I remember, like, you know, going to college there, and this is kind of the opposite. Whenever we see somebody from, like, California or, like, even Texas, we knew to, like, stay clear away from them because they had no idea how to drive on the ice or snow. So it was, like, something, like, opposite. Like, because you knew that those were the first ones to be in a wreck, the first ones to, you know, slide off the road because it's just crazy. But it's interesting how, like, where we live, like, is, you know, just the different quirks and the different things that other people that don't live in that area just are not used to or may not. Because I'm sitting here wondering if, like, the people from the north, like, even realize that they're being rude. Maybe everybody acts like that where they live, you know, because, like, sometimes when I'm in the top of a place. What?
As a northerner, yes. Sometimes I actually don't know when I'm being rude. I literally have had people, I'll say something, and, you know, those, oh, and just walk away.
Yeah.
And I turn to
oh my
God. You know, whoever I'm with. And
you're like, what?
They're like. Right, and they're like, I don't know, dude. And I'm like, they're usually northerners with me. But, yeah, no, your assessment's correct. Usually I make the joke that we could be as warm as a Michigan winter and as cold as a Michigan cold as a Michigan winter and as warm as a Michigan summer because we don't even try to just be standoffish sometimes. It just kind of comes off that way.
That's interesting you say that, you know, because, like, up in the north, like, being from Idaho, like, the people are not as friendly up there. I mean, they're good. They're sweet. They'll give you anything, but they're not, like, as open. Like, I shouldn't say as friendly. They're very friendly, but, like, in Texas, like, you're standing in the grocery store, and you just, if you're in line, just expect to be talking about it to everybody around you. But up in, in Idaho, like they don't do that. It's a little bit different of a feel, you know, to where... and it's not that they're not nice or kind or whatever. It's just like we don't have – they're not as open or something. They're not as – I don't know what the word is, so.
Well, if they won't talk to a stranger in the grocery store, but you can bet your bottom dollar if snow caused their barn to fall down, they'd probably be there to help dig everybody out and build it.
They would. And they would give you the shirt off their back, and they'd be bringing you food and, you know, just like good people. But, yeah, they wouldn't – like, if you try to talk to them in the grocery store, some of them might talk to you. Some of them would probably look at you like, you're a little weird or, you know, like, do I know you? So, just a little bit different. But
if my response would be, not right now, but you will shortly, and you'll be happy you did.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good response. That's a good one.
So
I like that.
I tell you what, let's do. Let's don't take our guns, because this has been another new release, and I don't want the hour to get away from us, because we all know how fast the hour goes. And then we're going to talk about it and why you wrote it. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a new release. It's written by Lady Redneck, and we're going to talk about the song after, because this song almost didn't happen. And it's called Please Don't Take Our Guns. This is Off the Chain. I'm your host, Yvonne Mason, with my co-host, Bush, who is also my partner in crime, and our guest, the beautiful, talented, absolutely wonderful Lady Redneck. We'll be right back.
Can't sit in silence, shaking my head, how much more? Don't love America, there's a door. All the contention, all the hatred, the confusion, the lies. The media is trying to blow over our eyes. They don't want us to know. God, He's on our side through all the lies we're being fed. We still know what's wrong or right, and we would die. No, I'm not the only one, so don't try to take our guns. Don't try to take our guns. Taking our independence, one freedom at a time, to lure us in those stimmy chests. Pseudo security, trying to make us think the government will take care of you and
our guns. That song has just been released. Don't you dare leave the show and go look for it. You'll just have to wait until we're done here on the show, and we'll tell you where to go look for it. This is Off the Chain. I'm your host, Mason, with Lady Redneck and my host, Ian Bush. And that song, 1984, of course, jumped right out at me. We Are Stronger Than We Appear jumped right out at me. And the fact that this song was written and performed by a female artist is unheard of, because we expect the guys to do it, you know, Lee Greenwood and Toby Keith and all those male artists put all those patriotic songs out there. But I do think you have done a first, my friend.
Really? Oh, my gosh. That's tonight. You know, and this song actually means so much to me. I can't even tell you. And the interesting thing is, like, none of my family has, except my grandfather, he's the only one that served in the military. But I did have my grandfather's brother, so I guess my great uncle. He was a circuit judge. He was a district judge for the for Idaho, actually a federal judge, excuse me. And so he was really patriotic, but for some reason, I just have this burning love for our country and our founding fathers and the Constitution, and it's just something that is I'm so passionate about, and not even 100% sure where it is to even come from, but it's just part of who I am. So I felt like I could not release it.
Well, I know we talked before the show, and you said that you struggled because the song almost didn't come out. And I think that as a patriot myself, I come from a long line of military members. And like you, I'm very faithful to this country, because regardless of the internal problems we have, we're still the greatest country in the world.
We are. We are so blessed. We are. And that's the thing. I think this song, as I wrote it, I felt it so strongly. And I literally couldn't get it out of my head. And I even changed a few lines to make them stronger. I felt like they were almost inspired. So I just would change them. My fear, the only reason that I thought a couple of times about whether I should release it or not, is we are the greatest country in the world, and there's so much contention and so much hate right now, and I didn't want to cause more of that, because we have internal problems, and it's like, I felt like I wanted to stand up, but I didn't want to be like an angry stand-up person. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I wanted to do it out of love, because I love our country. And so the song, though, it does talk about guns, but it's really trying to say we're strong. We're America. Like, we're founded from, like, God's on our side. We're founded, from God, and he's been a part of it. I guess I wanted that message, and just I wanted that message to come through. So
our roots, and the reason that this country was founded 200 plus years ago, and I think that the idea of the founding of America has been diluted, and all people have to do is go back and study English history, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about the watered down version of English history. I'm talking about the persecutions and the thumb on the head and the serfdom versus the lords, and we're not allowed to read or learn to write.
Yes.
So many things.
Well, and I think part of the problem is, I think through the last, I don't even know how many years, I feel like that history is not being taught the right, like, I don't think that everybody's being taught the right things. And even I remember seeing my husband, I think it was like 10 years ago or something, I would hear him watching like the Discovery Channel, and it was like talking about the founding fathers and how they were all like womenizers and adulterers, and all of the way that they made these people sound, the light that they were putting him in, the light that they were shedding him in. And I truly believe these men were inspired. Like, to write the Constitution, you had to be inspired of God. I don't think a wicked man could have written that document. For us to be free this long, to us to enjoy the privileges and the rights that we have, the way that they've got it set up with the checks and balances, the way that they've got some of the comments that they've made, like, I can personally feel that they're true. And so I don't believe the things that they're saying about our founding fathers. I don't believe. And so when you're saying go back and study the history, I feel like some of the history that is being taught today is not even right. So it's kind of hard to find. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well,
no, I agree with you. And actually, I've never even thought about stuff like that. So I appreciate you bringing that up. But I agree with you. It is kind of hard to find what the true history is, because either, you know, you have some people trying to hide it, and you have some people trying to alter it, and you have some people who are trying to tell it. And between those three interpretations of the same event, it's hard to find what the true middle is, you know?
It is. And I think that's one of the reasons why I've always loved searching truth. And I feel truth as I read the Constitution. I feel truth as I read some of the comments that they've made. And so even though I've heard some of those statements about, you know, and about the founding fathers or about the Constitution, I don't believe it, because I can feel in my heart that it's not right. And I've lived out of the country. I've read books like 1984. I've read different books like Atlas Shrugged and stuff that give you a little bit of different perspective on life. And just, I think even just, like I said, living out of the country, like I'm seeing how the rest of the world lives compared to how we live. And even though they're amazing people out of the country, like, we live in the greatest country in America. There is no comparison to the blessings that we have, the freedoms that we enjoy, just the absolute opportunities that we have. We have so much more opportunity. Literally, we can go from, you know, being dirt poor, pitifully poor, to accomplishing and having anything that we want in this land. Like, it is truly a land of dreams. It's truly a land of plentiful. And you can't tell me that God's hand hasn't been part of that. So I just love our country.
And it comes out in that song, because like you said, it's not about, please don't take our guns. It's about this country and the people that have fought and died to keep us where we are. You know, I hear people say, well, war is war, and I don't believe in war. But, yeah, and politicians like a war, and generals, they have to go to war. But if you don't have those people who are ready and willing to put their lives on the line on a daily basis, you have chaos and anarchy.
Oh, it's true. And that's another thing. Like, it breaks my heart to see how some of our soldiers have been treated and our veterans. Like, and even I've heard people on social media say we shouldn't have Veterans Day anymore. And I just, it infuriates me. I'm like, do you know why you're free? Do you know why that you're able to even say what you're saying? Like, I get so frustrated.
Well, again, because many of those out there have not had to deal with persecution, the things that goes on in a country that is not as free as ours. I, too, have traveled to third world countries. And there is no comparison. And like we were talking, Ian and I were talking to another one of our guests last week, and in America, even our homeless people, if they choose to have a place, a roof over their head and food in their stomach and clothes on their back, because we have resources to help them. Some of them choose to be homeless and to be wanderers, and that's okay. But in third world countries, they don't have those opportunities.
No. They live day to day, and the kids are, like, usually one of the parents has died, usually the mom supporting the kids while the father may be, I don't even know where, and they're trying to find food. Like, like in the Philippines, like, if you got sick there, if you didn't have money, you couldn't go to the hospital. Like, you would die. Like, literally, you can't just go to the hospital if you're sick and just expect them to take care of you and figure out a way. Or, like, and we'd have, like, I remember having some kids over and just feeding them some chicken, and, like, them seeing them scarf down so much chicken and rice that I'd ever seen, and just realizing that's probably all that they've eaten in the last 2 or 3 days. Like, literally, we, like what you're saying, and that, like, not, you know, a homeless person on the street, that's their lifestyle. Their lifestyle isn't in like ours. They don't all have cars. They don't take showers in the house. You know, you take showers outside when you live in the Philippines, and they're happy. They're sweet, and they're not depressed, and they're, you know, they're amazing people, but they don't have what we have. People don't have in other countries the same things that we do here.
I think that's actually one of the biggest things that inspires me is that, you know, they have so much less than we do, but they still maintain a positive attitude and they still maintain, you know, hope and all of that. And, you know, I know.
They're not even sad. They're not even down. Yeah. Sorry, Ian.
Right. And I know from personal experience, it's hard for me to sometimes even get out of the bed sometimes with my mental health. But, you know, it's conversations like this that reminds me that I should be a lot more grateful than what I might show. And I think that's important for the listeners, too.
The lady.
Yeah,
in the week.
Sorry. Sorry. I went off too much.
No, this is what we do, ladies. And this is what we do. We go off on all kinds of different avenues, but that helps the audience get to know the artist and the person we're interviewing. They get to understand the reason why you wrote the song and why it is so passionate. It's because of your love for this country. In a third world country, you wouldn't be able to be this popular and this in your face, because in most third world countries, women are still cattle.
Oh, yeah. When I lived in the Philippines, they had never seen another woman driver. They thought it was so weird they didn't even see me driving, because women didn't drive there. It was so different.
There you go. Well, I want to play, because I just love it so much, and because it was our introduction to you the first time you were here, I have to do a Dinnager Truck, because that song is just so much fun. And just, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard this song, you're going to get it in your head tonight, and I promise you it will stay there forever. I like to never got that song out of my head.
Aw, thanks, Elon.
So we're gonna play another song real quick before we run out of time. This is Off the Chain. I'm your host, Yvonne Mason, with my co-host and partner in crime, Ian Bush, and our guest, Lady Redneck. And this is her title song, I Dented Your Truck.
Your woman and I feel so bad.
Your Truck by Lady Redneck, and for those of you who are old enough and can remember, that is why it's Betty Boop meets Santa Baby, because that her voice on that song, I can just see Betty Boop singing that song. That is just the cutest song in the world.
Thanks, Yvonne.
You are
hey,
so
Yvonne,
welcome. And a fun one.
How long ago was it when we first met Lady Redneck? It was back in July, wasn't it? She's one of our first guests.
She was. So it's been several months, and she's just exploded. In fact, I have a note here that Please Don't Take Our Guns has hit number 8 on the iTunes chart.
Yeah, I was pretty excited about that. I really am.
People are listening, sweetheart. You are making inroads. And this is just, ladies and gentlemen, this is just since July. That, in fact, I'm just, now he's got me curious. Let me go back, and because I remember when you came on, I said, we're going to bring you back at Christmas time. And I remember that. And now we got to have you come back, because I know you're going to be releasing some more songs after the first of the year.
Yeah.
You cannot not write. And
that's why I asked that, because it's only been a couple of months. I mean, it's really impressive how much you've done. And, you know, I think, again, I guess I'm talking a lot to listeners that, you know, sometimes they forget, like, oh, man, that was only a couple of months ago. Because I know Yvonne and I sure forget that, you know, it was only a couple of months ago that we had you.
You love me.
That was... Oh, wow. See, and it doesn't even feel like that long ago, really.
It feels like yesterday.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. You said at the first of the show that you were getting ready to do some shows before the end of the year. So tell the folks where you're going to be, because I know after tonight they're going to want to know where you are.
Yeah, so this Sunday, and I need to even get it out on social media. I've just been trying to get so many orders out and stuff that I haven't even got to posting as much. But I am going to be on Sunday the 12th, so this coming Sunday night. There's this, I think it's a Methodist church that's combining with 2 or 3 other churches, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Methodist Church, and one other church. They're putting on a big Christmas musical event, and I'm going to be performing 2 Christmas songs there. So they're all in North Dallas. And then I've got another in the city of Salina. I'm going to be performing and doing a Christmas show as well. And then let me just think. I think I have one other show, but I can't even. My mind is fried. I was all day and I'm trying to think. One other show somewhere. And then I'm going to start doing some more live. I used to do live shows once a week on my Facebook page, and I just had so many people request to do them again. And so I've got to figure out a way to start doing those again. And I think I'm going to do them on Thursday night, and I probably won't do hour-long ones, but maybe 30 minutes each Thursday. So I'm probably going to start that up as well, just because I have so much fun and I really connect with a lot of the fans on there.
So, ladies and gentlemen, see, there's all kinds of places. You can find her under Lady Redneck on Facebook. You can find her at LadyRedneck.com. But if you go there now, I will hunt you down, because the show still has a few minutes left. And you might miss something, and then you'll be mad because you didn't hear it live, and you'll have to hear it in archives, and you can't tell your friends, oh, I heard it live. So... Ian, I know you've got a couple of more questions. We're down to the 9-minute mark. I know you've got a few more questions or comments you want to make, so jump in there.
Oh, I'm just enjoying listening to Two Strong Women. I'm not going to lie. sometimes it's just nice just to sit back and let you guys go on your rolls and your tangents. And you know.
We kind of did that tonight, didn't we? We did a little bit.
It makes me smile. I just sit there and just let it happen. I'm like, all right, yeah. Let him go. Let him go.
There was something else I did want to say from a comment you said earlier, Ian, and I should have said it then, but you had mentioned something about, this is not music related as well, but you had said something about with your mental health, sometimes it's hard to get out of bed. And we were talking about how we just need to be grateful and live in America and be happy. And I think that it's important to just say that, like, when there's mental health issues, sometimes you can't just always get out of bed. Sometimes you can't just be happy. And so when you said that, I actually respected that you said that, because I think that it's important just to kind of address that is something that, mental health issues are totally real. And we may live in the greatest country in America, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to be hard to get out of your bed if you're struggling with that. So anyway, I thought that was good that you had said that out loud, because I think that, we're being real here, and that's a very real thing. And I think even sometimes the pressures that we deal with in this country, like, they're pretty real too. So anyway, I wanted to throw that out real quick, and then we can talk more music. But
I wanted to say
thank you for mentioning that.
I appreciate you saying that, because I've been very open with it, I think, my entire life. And I'm actually really surprised about how many people, and it just, you bring it up, and the people that you'd expect the least to have those issues, they're like, oh yeah, like, I have crippling anxiety when I'm a motivational speaker. And it's like, you know what I mean? I've always been very, appreciative that other people get to share in their stories like that. 'Cause I was really surprised when that motivational speaker is like, oh yeah, like, I literally have to build myself up every show. And I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
I don't know. And I think it's not discussed enough. I think we're getting to a better place with it. And poor Yvonne, now I'm on the tangent at the finish line. We talk about it on the show every once in a while, but I think the importance of it's not highlighted enough.
I totally agree with my... I think some people, are afraid to even say it. You know what I mean? They don't want – I don't know. So I thought that was really great that you did.
Well, a lot of people are afraid to make it verbalized, because two things happen. It becomes real, and they have this fear of what others think of them. Well, none of us are perfect. We're all flawed. We all have things wrong with us. Is I like to tell people I'm opinionated, overbearing, and domineering. But other than that, I'm a pretty good person.
I think
need to have a full show on, maybe a whole series of shows on mental health issues. I think that the world needs to know that I am a proponent of owning that we have within us, because when we own it, it doesn't own us.
Well, and I think people are surprised when they hear it too, because, like, I can even be, real for a second, and I've said it on the show a couple of times, but I deal with depression, anxiety, and, Yvonne and I have even talked about that, because she'll hit me up after the show and be like, yep, that wasn't that Ian that I'm used to. Like, I can tell it's that. And it's like, oh, God. Like, she's always the one to call me out. And I know she does it out of love. I know she does it out of a place of her heart.
Sure.
But I'm just saying that, a lot of people, and especially maybe for you, I don't know if you have any struggles or not, but I think a lot of people are surprised because they hear from you a very positive, go-getting, want to make the world a better place, but they would be surprised to hear, I am that person, but there are some days I can't even get out of bed, kind of thing. And I think you're right, Yvonne. I think a lot of people would be surprised, because, I even tell people, like, oh yeah, like, I have really bad anxiety. And they're like, dude, you write books and you're on a radio show.
So.
Like, how can you be anxious?
Yeah.
And I'm all like, oh no, like, every release, I'm just like, oh, God, like, I hope that they didn't, I hope somebody doesn't get offended, or I hope, whatever, and I don't know. So, I'm with you, Yvonne. That'd be a really cool series.
Now our hour is almost up. We're down to the 4 minute mark, people. So,
man, shoot.
Yeah. I know you'll come back, so I'm not even going to ask. I'm just going to say I'm going to get hold of Michael, and as soon as you get some new music ready to be released, before you even release it, I'm going to have him send it to me. We're going to bring you back on the show. How's that?
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love to come back anytime. That sounds great to me. You guys are awesome. I always enjoy our conversations. So thank you both.
Well, it's just the three of us.
Thank you.
7,000 other people in 33 countries, 35 countries. So, you know, it's just a small group of us.
Just family. Just all of us.
Family, yeah. And a few close friends. Yeah. 147,000 of us.
Yeah, exactly.
So, in 30 seconds, Lady Redneck, give the folks a bit of wisdom from your quiver.
Bit of wisdom, I would just say, just cherish every day. Spend time with those that you love, and spend time doing what you love to do. I think the life is so short, and you just never know if you're going to have another day, another chance. I think some people think, when I get to this place, or when I accomplish this, or when I, you know, overcome this, or whatever. But, you know, in all reality, it's all about the journey. It's all about what we do each day, and just trying to find ways to serve and love each other, and just bring joy, bring light into this dark world. So,
amen. And, Ann, I know I'm going to say, what are your words of wisdom? And you're going to say, I can't top that, right?
I mean, kind of took the words out of my mouth, but I'll try my best this one time, just for the honor of Lady Redneck. But I think just being honest and transparent, I think people are too afraid to admit the things that hold them back. And, you know, we should all just be a little bit more honest and transparent, and really dig deep. And you never know, like, if you say something, what it's going to do to somebody else. And so you should just take the chance and, you know, don't become a roadshow, but just take the chance, and you never know what you're going to do for somebody else.
And there you have it.
No, it's true. Yeah, it can be. It can actually change other people's lives. For when people are honest and transparent, like I actually had a lady change my life just because she was speaking and she was telling us about some of her struggles, and it was exactly what I needed to hear at that time. So you're right. That was well said.
There you go. So tomorrow night, Matt Weston will not be with us. We are having to reschedule the show. We ask all of our listeners to keep him in your prayers. He is going through some struggles. He lost a family member that was the light of his world. So keep him in your prayers. He will be with us after the first of the year, and I know you know about him, Lady Redneck, so if you will, keep him in your prayers as well. Next week, we have Dirt Road Sunset, if I can get them to answer me, and on Tuesday night, we have Ed Roman. So join us next week here on Off the Chain, Lady Redneck, my darling, darling, darling. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Ian, I love you, my friend. Thank you for being my co-host. Ladies and gentlemen, go look up LadyRedneck.com. Get her music. Get her to the top of the Billboard charts, and you won't be sorry. Until next time, this is Yvonne Mason with Off the Chain with my co-host Ian Bush and Lady Redneck, wishing you all a good night.